Welcome to another community conversation here on 103.9 WLEN. Hi, everyone. John Cain sitting in for Dale Gartner here this evening. And my guest is Phil Colmar. And this is October. And it's normally when Phil Colmar attempts to break his existing world record. And he's going to go for it again this October. Welcome to the program, Phil.
Well, thank you, John.
Tell us what's going on now. You're the current record holder, world record holder, for riding your motorcycle 680 miles without using your hands. What are you going for this time?
Well, seeing it, I found it so easy. Last year, to do the 680, I thought I'd increase it by another 70 miles or so, and I'm going to shoot for 750.
750. You've had that in the back of your mind for a little while, haven't you?
Well, yes. Yes, I mean, we've discussed it on the program here that the 1,000 miles is probably the high goal. I don't know if I'll ever see that. But after last year, because during the first week after, I thought I'd never climb on a bike again. But afterwards, and I got refreshed and everything, I thought, yes, I can probably do a little bit more. And so I am going to.
And, of course, the purpose of your ride. Tell us about that.
The purpose of the ride is and has been to raise funds and awareness for Parkinson's disease. And I raise funds for the Michael J. Fox Foundation, which is one of the biggest promoters of research for Parkinson's disease.
And, of course, as people who know, and for those that don't know, there right now is not a cure for Parkinson's.
There is no cure for Parkinson's. There are. We've made many inroads just since I've become aware and involved for necessary advantages within. But there's no cure. I mean, there's medicines that have been improved for the conditions that the Parkinson's patient has to endure. But no, eventually. It is a pretty serious disease.
So what ride? What number is this ride, Phil?
Oh, my goodness. This is going to be the 10th ride or the 11th. I think it may be even the 11th.
Okay.
I've lost track.
A lot of miles.
I started in 2010. Missed the 2013 because of an operation, and then I've done it ever since.
Okay, so you're
whatever
right.
Whatever the number, I can't count my fingers that fast.
Right, it is the 11th one.
Okay.
So there you go. Well, speaking of that, how can people support your ride?
Well, they can donate to the Michael J. Fox Foundation directly via the www.nohandman.com, which is a direct link to the Michael J. Fox Foundation. We have many canisters around town. Please, if you're in a retail outlet, a restaurant, whatever, and see one of the canisters, drop a few coins in. Every little bit helps, and when we get all done, all that goes to the Michael J. Fox Foundation.
So do you have a social media presence as well with No Hand Man?
On Facebook, yes. No Hand Man on Facebook is my Facebook site for the No Hand Ride. Pretty much everything that's on there, there may be a few slips, but if I have an exciting day, I may post that on that ride or on that Facebook page, but everything else is centered around the ride itself.
Now, can people, when they get on the Facebook page, can they make a contribution that way, or do they have to go to the Michael J. Fox website?
They would have to go to the the website, www.nohandman.com. And like I said, that is a direct link to the Michael J. Fox Foundation's website.
Okay, so talk to us about the route.
Oh, the route. Well, I love Detroit so much that we're going to pass by it twice this year. We're going to leave the border, exit 1 on 23, at Buck and Nobby's. We're going to go north. Normally, I go west at Ann Arbor. This year, I'm going all the way up to Brighton, turning east on 96, down I-275 to 94, and then I'm going to go west. So that added mileage will increase my entire route. Once we get on that, it's going to be pretty much the same route that I've done before, 94 to I-196 up the west coast to Grand Rapids. Underneath Grand Rapids on M6, back into 96, then all the way back across the state through Lansing into Livonia. 275 again, down to 14 this time, into Ann Arbor, and then 2375 to the bridge.
Nice.
It's a simple little ride.
Uh-huh, simple little ride. So, and of course, you just mentioned one of the reasons you're doing it this year is because everything went so smooth last year.
Well, it did. It did. We had a lot of rain, so there wasn't any construction going on, and it just went smooth. Now, I've been told, because I'm kind of superstitious, so I don't look at the weather too early, but I've been told that it looks like a nice weekend for this coming event, and if it is, I'm happy about it. I just hope the construction guys go home and take a day off, you know.
Yeah, that would absolutely be nice because, I mean, we've had a number of days this summer where more days than I can remember where there hasn't even been a single cloud in the sky.
Right. We've had a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful summer. And spring and fall so far.
So you just need one. You just need that.
I need everybody to take a day off.
Sunday, October 10th.
Sunday, October 10th.
And can people track you on that day?
They can if they go to my No Hand Man website or my Facebook page. I will be posting a link that they can watch, and we've upgraded that this year also. So it was a 5-minute logging. Now it's about a 5-second logging. So actually, it'll be a continuation on the tracking. So. And the other thing is I invite everybody that wants to come down to Buck and Nobby's to see us off. We try to make it a pretty big send-off, and I hope y'all cheer.
7:30?
7:30 is when we start assembling, and at 8 o'clock we are out to the road and going. So.
Okay. So the other thing I want you to talk about your crew. What a crew.
Oh, my crew. I've got guys from all over the state. This year, I've actually increased the crews because of the additional ride and everything. But I've got guys coming in from Elkhart and South Bend, Indiana, to assist in the ride. These guys are from the Axeman Motorcycle Club, and they are going to be doing part of the escort. The other one that is new this year is the Hudson Legion Riders, 404, if I'm not mistaken on the numbers, but, and I hope they don't shoot me if I am, but I think it's 404, and they're going to be doing a part of the ride. They approached me and wanted to be part of this, and I said, I can find a spot for you. So, other than that, I mean, the rest of the crew, the Lenaway Forbidden Wheels, the Lenaway Christian Riders, and there are several clubs there that are Christian Riders. The Nozzleman, several chapters of the Nozzleman will be in on the ride. The Leathernecks, which are our former Marines. I can't tell you how many. The Sirens, which is an all-girl group. My crew is phenomenal. And that's not even mentioning my lead riders, who are all coach trainers for motorcycle.
Okay, we're starting to run out of time, okay. Phil. So there's a couple of quick questions I want to get. What time do you expect to finish up at Mackinac?
6:30. A little past 6:30 this year. 6:39 is the official end time.
Okay, and we'll try and get something on the news to see how you did. Once again, how can people donate?
www.nohandman.com.
Phil, thanks to you and your crew for all your efforts over the years to raise money for all or for Parkinson's disease, and we just have to keep fighting.
That's what it is. I thought I was going to give up. I'm not giving up yet.
All right, he's not giving up. That's great. And he'll be riding on Sunday, October 10th. So check him out on your website, nohandman.com.
Nohandman.com.
All right, thanks, Phil. Good luck.
All right, thanks, John.
That's Community Conversation for this evening. This is John Cain saying, have a good day.